Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour.
We are morons, tried and true, and we'll do our yell for you.
Possum Hour?
Ah. Hello, computer.
Just use the keyboard.
The keyboard. How quaint.
Transparent aluminum?
That's the ticket, laddie.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Love me or leave me or let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. Now there'll be no one unless that someone is you, you, you. I intend to be independently blue, blue, blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. Have it today, give back tomorrow. More love for my love, it's your love for nobody else. Saba doo ba doo de oo, oo, si doo you chu ba ah, ah.
Thank you.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great week. And that's your week ahead. Full of promise. Yes, the theme to Gentle Ben. Yet another show with Dennis Weaver, who was never off the air for like, 25 years. Probably more than that. Close to 30. McLeod, Gentle Ben, Kentucky Jones, of course, Gunsmoke. And he was, he's so talented. Ah, go on. And my dentist looks just like him. Anyway, tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Nails by Fifi von Schnitzengruben. And the Tony Home Tattoo Remover Cream. Say it right. The Tony Home Tattoo Remover Cream. That doesn't even make sense. Okay. Reed Possmeyer, thank them again for their patronage. Tonight's underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the church. Oh, beer battered shrimp. let's see. You're listening to Grosh Network. One of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's next stage of denial. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, Chester O'Chimp. Diddly 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 dum. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster considers a change in deodorants. I guess the right guard isn't working. Well, then, it's Friday night, Possum. Somewhere. The week's worthwhile time wasting. Well, the phone lines say they'll be open in, I'd say just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
This just in, Dr. Cake did 7,000 steps today. Holy cow. But first, I think this is a public service announcement.
This man, Jam Handy, won an Olympic medal in 1904. Today, girls training for the 1980 Olympic Games are beating his finishing time by the length of a pool.
We need even more training to keep up with those girls from Eastern Europe.
Our youngsters need everybody's support. Mine, and better yet, yours.
Without your help, we can't afford to win.
Support our athletes through Olympic, Dover, Mass., 02030.
Hello?
Dancing Around with the O'Brien Brothers.
I love to go swimming with women, and women love swimming with me. I pretend that I'm a crab, and their pretty ankles grab. Who wouldn't be a lobster in the sea? All peaches, I'll fall on the beaches, and picking them's my specialty. I get those navy notions when I see floating queens. I dive right in the ocean and I play submarine. Oh, I love to go swimming with women, and women love swimming with me.
awesome, Puss. Get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
You Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby! Hey.
All right.
Yeah. I love that. Love that intro. All right.
Doodly, 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 doodly. I can't find any fucking sound effects. There we go.
You fucker!
Yeah, how about that?
There you go.
And the ever pop. Wait, where did it go? The ever popular.
Enter!
There you go.
And, of course, your favorite.
Pass some hours says, suck it!
Yeah, baby. I dig it. Dig it.
Groovy, man. How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. Yourself?
Doing good.
Doing good over there.
Doing good over here.
All right.
So you got your phone call. did you get your appointment to get your little exploratory... Fun goose?
The doctor is supposed to do it. Once you talk to the doctor, it's going to do the surgeon, and he's away for a week.
Of
so
course,
now,
man.
So now there's a delay on the colonoscopy.
There's so many good days to golf left on the calendar, babe.
Well.
Fucking so, yeah, I was down at the Oktoberfest this weekend. Yeah. Good.
Okay.
I didn't eat any German food at all. I ate at Izzy's deli both times.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you.
I love that Reuben. They didn't have the pastrami this year, but they had the Reuben, so I dug that. No line either, man. Everybody's lined up for the schnitz and Reuben and all that shit.
I think you made a wise choice, man.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
You can't go wrong.
Plus, you know,
I love that.
I don't waste no time standing in line.
No.
See? I find a way to get shit done now. Because time's money. Every minute my butt ain't in the seat is a moment I'm not making dough. If you know what I mean.
And, of course, were there any St. Pauli girls there?
Oh, all over the place, of course.
Yeah. Bouncy.
Of course.
Okay.
All shapes and sizes and stripes. Of course, you know, the best ones have the stockings that stop halfway up the thigh.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one we love. That's the one we love.
The white stockings that stop.
The white stockings that stop right before the dress, end of the dress there, and then you go, hang it.
That works.
Yeah. But mostly the ogling was a lot of the yoga pants going by.
Oh, okay.
It's a different world. I mean, it started, I remember seeing those in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
Or 90s, I guess. 90s. But, leaves nothing to the imagination there, bub. You're seeing every bit of next Tuesday. I guess, you know, whatever. It's cool.
I like it.
I ain't complaining. Mindy?
Uh-huh.
But, holy cow. I'm glad I never had daughters, once again.
Yeah.
Jesus God. Okay. Let's blow this up, man. I promised Ford. I promised Ford. Peter Lawford. He's going down. We'll dedicate this one to Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
To the chairman of the board.
Uh-huh.
I got your helipad right here.
greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Here, John Little, and still, Little, my new favorite thing!
Hold
a string.
Why, he's mad. Look at his eyes. Why, the man's gone crazy.
Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. A man that music's gone, gone. And crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. A man that music's gone, gone. When I go out and I want a treat, find me a band with a solid beat. Take my chick and we dance about. When they start rocking more, we start shout, shout. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy.
Ford, bringing that one up.
So Peter Lawford was singing Aquarius. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
They tried so hard to be hip in the 60s, didn't they?
Oh, he grew them sideburns and shit, man. He was Joe Cool.
They all were doing that shit.
Wearing a Nehru jacket and the turtlenecks and shit. Shit.
I used to like turtlenecks. That was my thing.
I never looked good in a turtleneck. Yeah. But you know what? I'm starting to get an old man neck. Maybe I should.
I got one.
Rethink the turtleneck. I was looking in the mirror like, what the fuck is that shit going on over here? All of a sudden. I didn't notice that.
I don't know.
I don't see myself age on a day-to-day basis, you know. It's just once in a while you get a look in the mirror and you go, what the fuck?
You got to be reminded. I think we all go through that.
When the hell are those?
People, you describe people as old men, you know, when actually the guy's younger than you.
Yeah.
And you don't see it that way.
That best indeed. So true. So true. So true. Oh, yeah. So anyway, let's see.
Is everybody happy?
There they are, ladies and gentlemen.
Thing going, man. I got a Charlie Chaplin thing going.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Charlie Chaplin's great. I've been Laurel and Hardy in it pretty heavy lately.
I can never get into them that much, you know?
Really?
Small doses. For some reason, I know. I got to give them a...
I'm the same way. I'm the way that way with Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah? Oh, no shit.
I don't like Laurel and Hardy makes me laugh. Charlie Chaplin, I kind of watch and go, oh, hey.
I got to give him a chance. Got to watch him more.
Probably. Yeah, I was brought up on Laurel and Hardy and the Stooges and Marx Brothers.
Keaton's so much better, too. Oh, yeah. Marx Brothers.
Oh, well, Buster Keaton.
Buster.
I haven't watched enough of him.
I know.
I want to see everything.
He's way better than Chaplin.
Oh, he was fucking great.
Oh, yeah.
Physical shit was unparalleled.
The General's a masterpiece.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah, it's amazing. He is fucking amazing. Anyhow, there they are. Possum Lounge.
Yeah, Possum Lounge.
Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
That's a high honor, don't you think?
It is.
And she comes in the guise of Lucy the dog. Thanks for coming. She sends a rose. Can't see the chat room. You see, the professor is hovering above the lounge.
Watching over the
hard pack flip top box convertible wing doodle. Doesn't have a chat room. 20 old models.
Indeed.
Oh man, speaking of old models, I've been digging that tape deck. I was talking about that with Ope.
Yeah.
I've been going to Cincinnati like every week. Last three weekends I've had to drive to Cincinnati, which is like 2 hours, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to have your tunes.
Man.
Got to have your
tunes. That Sammy that opened the show, I heard that one this weekend. on the way down, I was like, oh, my God, that's a killer.
I don't know if I ever heard that one. I got to play more Sammy.
No way. I know. I was like, have I played this before? Because I know I love this one.
Yeah.
But cool. You hadn't heard that?
Yeah, I forgot.
Giddy up.
Yeah. Giddy up.
Happy. Yeah, I like turn people on new shit. You know, it's fun.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Kentucky Jones. What the fuck is that? I never heard of that.
That was the show that. That was his first show after Gunsmoke.
Oh, okay. I never heard of that. Kentucky Jones.
I've never seen it, but I've read about it. I think he was like a vet, like a horse doctor.
Okay.
Ew.
You sure it didn't last long?
No, it was like season maybe two. But, and then after that, it was Gentle Ben and Man, there's another one between that and McLeod.
I like how twitchy he was in that Orson Welles movie, The Touch of Evil.
Yeah, yeah. He's good actor, man.
He is.
There's, speaking of good actors, there's Daddy G.
Daddy G in the house.
Yeah. He's a star in his own right. He's a legend in his own mind. Yeah. He has a blog talk radio show on Saturdays at 9 called A Night with Daddy G.
Daddy G.
Indeed. And it, you know, it's only 90 minutes long, but it does seem like a whole damn night. It's that... No, I'm kidding. I did because I love. No, it's a good show. Check it out. And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Not be a share.
How many steps did she do?
She did, what'd she say, 7,000 steps?
Good God.
WTF, man.
Good God.
My legs would fall the fuck off. Sheesh. Man. Well, speaking of which, though, I am still hanging in. For a week, I've been hanging good at 230 pounds, which means I've lost 20 pounds.
Oh, beautiful. There you go.
I've lost 20 pounds, and I feel so fucking much better.
Good for you, man.
Oh, my God, dude. You and I can't tell you. I mean, I had chronic pain for a couple years, man. And now it's just like kind of minor. It's not even on the radar. You know what I mean?
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Back with the living.
Today.
I love it.
Today. I cut my toenails, man.
Oh, okay.
I cut my toenails, and I didn't feel like passing out. I bent over and just cut them, man. I didn't go,
Dirty.
Man, I can cut my toenails again. I know. I'll keep going, man.
Gotta keep going.
Full speed ahead. Let's get all this shit off, man.
Just remember,
anyways.
It's easy to put it back on. Just keep that
Oh,
in mind.
You got that right, Jack.
Uh-huh.
I got down to 200 once.
Yeah?
Once. I fucked 200. I'm going to 190.
There you go.
It's supposed to be my target weight, man. Yeah. But 10 pounds at a time. 5 pounds at a time.
There you go.
Celebrate every 5 pounds. Yeah. Hey, man. I feel great now. Daddy G says he lost 20 pounds.
Oh,
Cake says she gained
20
pounds. Oh. Yeah, way to go, Daddy G. Sorry about that, Cake. Sorry about that, hey? And there's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
The illustrious Ford Prefect. He is responsible for... I guess he's the one that brought up the Bill Haley. And the cold open tonight.
Okay.
He's got a query. No offense. He says, what did Mars say to Saturn?
All right, what?
Give me a ring sometime.
Oh,
Mars
geez.
Or Saturn.
There you go.
One
of those dad jokes. I love it.
That's a dad joke. We got anything for a dad joke?
There you go.
That was definitely... a happy ass.
Thank you, Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy. Gilbert.
Is there a ring of debris around Uranus? Yikes. Much information, Daddy G. Daddy G says he's at 190 now. God damn, man.
Okay.
Fuck, man.
I got his offbeat at 124.
Oh, boy.
I'm barely here.
My right leg weighs that. Well, how tall are you,
Dave? I'm trying to put some weight on before the operation, just so they don't say, hey, you might have a weak heart. You know what I mean?
No
you know
shit.
What I mean?
No shit.
Have a little
no
something
shit.
Going.
Milkshakes, man. Milkshakes.
Yeah, I'm drinking that weight gain stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, carrying on. Thanks for coming forward. Thanks for all your contributions, as always.
Good man.
To the Hour of Possum. He's okay. He's a 6-footer, so you're fucking trim then, dude. You're trim AF.
Oh Jesus.
Fuck yeah, man. Mm-hmm. That's 6 foot, 190. That's because I'm
he's got,
about
he's
6 foot.
He's got your nads.
I know, man. Don't wear it out. Wait till I get there. Hey, Ford. There's GT Trenton. You got
GT
that right.
Trenton.
GT Trenton. The one, the only, the strongest man on the internet.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Feats of strength. And that. Yeah. and he's the number one fan of Halloween.
All right. There you go.
This man knows Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Coming, dude. Right around the corner. Next month. We're about a month away. Month and a half. Month and a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
A month and a half. Fucking egg, man.
Hey, I might be in the hospital then. That's cool.
Ooh, that's spooky. Well, you won't have to hide with the lights on.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Which I do every year. Fuck that.
Okay, here we go. GT's got a query. No offense.
Yeah.
Do you know what the USS Enterprise and toilet paper have in common?
What's that?
They both circle Uranus, wiping up Klingons.
There you go.
And last but not least, our old pal, Ope.
How
you doing,
eyes.
Ope? Other people's eyes, man. He's holding down the central part of the United States of America for us tonight.
All right.
Actually,
someone's got to do it.
I think you're going to have to handle the whole western part of the United States, dude.
On your
I'm
shoulder.
Not sure where Daddy D's East Coast, right? I'm not sure where he's at.
No, he's Arizona.
Oh, he's in Arizona? Okay, well, then we'll get Daddy G the West Coast.
There you go.
Hold down the central. Somebody's got the east. And then Canada's covered, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then we got GT. He's in the middle there. Anyhow, I don't know what the
covering
fuck
ground.
I'm talking
covering
about.
Covering ground. All right.
But Ope says he's glad to be here. He must be mad. And, of course, the aforementioned Professor R.J. Gumby circling in his flea trap MacGoon turbo-twisted Duesenberg. There you go.
I love it.
There they are. The Possum Lounge.
Yeah. With your super host, Commodore Jack. Oh.
As the Beaver.
Wait a minute. Which one is it? Okay. This is it.
The time has come, you will agree, to stop being afraid. Away with subtlety and call a spade. We've passed the point when one can simply turn and look away. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
We've been politely sitting on the fence for far too long and burying our heads in the sand to pretend there's nothing wrong. Ignoring a rotten smell will never make it go away. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
We've reached the end of reasonable and sensible debate and must adjust the balance now before it is too late. Does every ill-informed moron deserve to have a say? Society won't progress while there are half-wits in the way. immature, privileged fuckwits do not recognize they're blessed. And when given half a chance, they cannot help but make a mess. The grown-ups need to intervene and interrupt their play. Stop being an asshole.
Okay!
Folks who fought to have a voice across the years didn't do so for a racist to launch political careers by screaming with entitlement that they deserve to have their way. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
The progress that's been made within the realms of equal rights cannot simply be abandoned and set back overnight, reversing all advancements by 4 or 5 decades. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
The imbeciles who rant against the changing of the tide inevitably use all their advantages to hide when the proverbial hits the fan and are the first to place the blame by protesting far too much when they should really be ashamed. So let's all shout out loud when there are bigots holding court. Let frank words overpower and cut their frantic raving short. The darker days of history must not be seen again. Stop being an asshole. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm having chest pain.
Nice study. I like that.
Yeah. Words to live by, actually.
Yeah.
No kidding. Okay, I'm not muted.
Always good to check. Always good to check.
They glanced at the board. Okay, good, 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 good. Good, good, good. Anyways, they're talking about Captain Kangaroo, man. I loved Captain Kangaroo when I was a kid, man. I dug the Treasure House. I dug Mr. Green Jeans, Grandfather
Dancing
Clock,
Bear.
Dancing Bear, Dancing Bear, dude, yes.
Uh-huh. And Ping Pong.
Well, you know, Bunny Rabbit was kind of an asshole. But Mr. Moose, fucking
oh,
love
Mr. Moose.
Mr. Moose.
I forgot about
Mr. Moose.
Moose.
He was the best. Fucking love Mr. Moose.
Why don't they stream those shows, man? That would be great to see again.
That was fucking great.
It's something to get high to.
Oh, there you go. Tom Terrific with Mighty Manfred, the Wonder Dog. Thank you, Ford. Hell yeah. And Lariat Sam. Oh.
Sam.
Man.
I don't know that one.
Dude, we were born at exactly the best time ever. I think.
I would say so.
Because, like, the kids today, they don't know. The kids today, they don't know. They don't know from nothing.
My favorite is those people, those characters that used to introduce the horror movies. Like, we had Dr. Spock. I mean, that's the shit that I love.
Yeah, well, we had the illustrious Chili Billy, you know.
Yeah.
Goulardi up in Cleveland and...
Oh, yeah, it's the famous one. The one when he started it all, didn't he?
I think he was the start of it all, Goulardi.
Yeah.
Who went on to be the voice of ABC television. Great boy. The Love Boat. Ernie Anderson, that's his name. Blessed with a hell of a set of
there
pipes.
You go.
What are we talking about? Oh,
and now we have Daddy G playing the Bengali, or whatever the hell that guy's name is. What the hell is that?
Bengali.
Bengali.
Yeah.
Don't he look like Jason? Never see him in the same room together, Daddy G and Bengali.
Oh, man. You might be on
something.
There you go. You might be on to something. So today, I mean, these fucking festivals wear me the F out. Okay? You're talking 12-hour days, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was so goddamn tired Saturday night. I was like falling off the cliff about 8 o'clock. I go till 11. Or no, I guess it was earlier than that. Because it was about 8 o'clock I started getting my second wind, you know. But, man, that was a long-ass thing. So I didn't do shit today. I didn't do nothing. Drove home last night, didn't do nothing today.
You don't have to soak your arms? That's the part that's here. Because you draw upward and everything, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Be painful after
I think my muscles are, you know.
Yeah, after doing it for years.
Yeah, I got it. I tell you what tires me out is the noise. The noise. The crowd noise. Constant crowd noise, man.
Yeah.
And it's like always two or three songs going on at once.
Oh, jeez.
And it just, man. It's not conducive to positive waves. And at least for me, you know. Kind of negative ways. I'm trying to block it out.
It's a shame you can't have headphones and listen to your own music. You got to be personal with these people.
Yeah, that's antisocial, and you gotta be the chief. Yeah. Anyhow, so today, not doing nothing. I did do laundry though. I had to putter. I putzed. I tidied shit up. Right. Anyway, but I found Rio Grande. John Wayne on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah.
I fired that up. And it wasn't until I was watching it that I realized I get Rio Grande, Fort Apache, and she wore a yellow ribbon all confused.
Okay.
Like it's one movie. Because I was expecting other shit to happen in this one, and I'm like, wait a minute. This one? Oh, fuck. You know why? That fucking Victor McLaughlin is in all three of those as a sergeant. That big Irish guy. Big nose, you know, the big Irish Mick there, McMick. Anyway, I think that's why I get those all, because they're all John Wayne and they're all Victor McLaughlin. But Rio Grande was the one where Ben Johnson and Harry Carey Jr. ride them horses like chariots, a foot on each horse's back, and they race around the thing.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. I don't know if I've ever seen that one.
Yes, oh, man.
A long time ago.
It's worth it just to watch Ben Johnson. He was awesome. He did some horseman shit in that motherfucker, man. He dismounts his horse, brings the horse down to the ground, makes it lay down. And ducks behind it and starts shooting at the Indian. And then, at the end, he brings the horse up and he gets set, you know, mounts the horse as he's getting up. And, I mean, there's no cuts. That's Ben Johnson doing that shit, man.
Jesus.
He was a fucking horseman, man. Anyway,
he's
worth watching.
He's a poor, dumb animal as a shield.
I know. That was kind of uncool, but it was a cool stunt. and plus it had Festus and the Sons of the Pioneers, man. Festus was crooning his fucking ass off, man. Beauty. It was beauty. Good movie, man. Rio Grande.
Young Festus.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, he's a kid. John Wayne, Maureen O'Hara. Beauty. Classic. Commodore Decker says, check it out.
That's a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it? What is it? What is it?
Oh, man. Well, could be good, could be bad. You never know. That's the thing about the 3 minutes.
That's true. Uh-huh.
Go either way. Hope says, oh no,
For this already?
I think you're going to like it. I think Ope's going to like this one. Beer. I don't think I'd get through those fucking 12-hour days without beer. Thank God Mikey's cool and lets me drink beer all day. Got that cooler full of beer.
Huh? I like that. That's cool, yeah.
Yeah. He used to have a couple. He's got, you know, medical issues, so he can't drink beer right now. Although he did crack one Saturday at the end of the day. He said, here's the Saturday. Got that right, Jack. You get Saturday out the way, Sunday's a breeze, man. Saturday's the big mamu. Anyways, speaking of the big mamu, it's 3 minutes. Yeah. You'll never get back.
Lock him up, Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
McDonald's French fries.
I thought Oak might like that one.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a guy that makes independent movies.
No way.
Yeah. He's on my friends list. He probably thinks I'm that writer.
That's wild. That's wild.
He takes some really Steve Buscemi movies and everything. Yeah. Movie called... A Box of Moonlight was pretty decent. We're a little weird, but yeah.
Cool, man. Cool, man, cool.
Yeah.
I'm digging it. Oh, this just in. The drive-thru. The fucking drive-thru, right?
Yeah.
Guys, Mike's owned the drive-thru since 1977, since before I moved here to this wonderful Whitehall.
Yeah.
Mike sold the joint, and they changed it around and shit. And for the first month, they didn't have Molson Canadians.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
It was troubling. They're back. Tonight, I got a Molson Canadian.
There you go. Now, what does the renovation have to do with not getting Canadian beer?
Well, I figured that, you know, they might have a different distributor or something.
Maybe, yeah. Get reorganized, you know, like, or something, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Mike always had the Molies ready for me, man. Miss him. He was a nice dude, man. I drew his daughter at the Arts Festival one year.
Yeah, okay.
Wasn't really a good one. That sucked. I hate that.
But he liked it. They liked it, though, right?
Yeah, probably. Anyhow, also, this just in. A sad. I think he was 135. Mr. Roger Whittaker passed away this evening.
Yeah, Roger Whittaker.
Or today, or whatever, yesterday. He's dead.
He's
all messed up.
He's gone.
As a tribute... Roger Whittaker, who I think was he might have been the original blow-up on our early show.
I remember blowing him up.
Well, Edward X. Young. No, it was fucking, what's that dude? That dude he used to call in. You remember his name?
Yeah, Eddie X.
No, the other guy. The other guy.
Yeah, Rothbard. Sheldon.
No, it wasn't Rothbard. It was that nerdy guy from Jersey or somewhere. And he was the one that Carl tied up in the backyard and blew up.
Yeah. Selman, because you did Selman, so it sounds like Selman.
Yeah, that was it.
Because you put Norman Fell, in the thing. His name was Selman. I can't remember his first name. There you go. We're getting there. We're cracking this case. I've forgotten all about that.
Okay, that was the original blow-up. This, Roger Whittaker, a tribute, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England, she says.
That was, you know, that's why I started adding Shemps and Lebowski's and shit.
That was before Tereshkai and everything, Shemp and all that. Okay.
Yeah, just a simple stick of dynamite, keister.
Right to the
door. Oh, I'm not repeating that one, Ford, naughty boy. This is a family show. Manson family. Alright, man. What is this? This is the news. So let's fucking get the news going, man.
What's going on in the world?
What is going on in the fucking world? Weird crime. Oh, here we go. Our correspondent. Other people's eyes.
Uh-huh.
Reporting in with this one. A man charged with driving his car into a Jefferson City gas station to steal chocolate milk.
That's wild.
A white bald man with a beard gets out of a car and takes three things from one of the refrigerators.
Backs out.
Chocolate milk. They found three chocolate milks, cold to the touch. Wallet with bank card. What did he do? He stole some guy's wallet too.
Oh, was that? No, I think it was his wallet, was it?
Oh, his wallet. Okay.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I got it wrong.
Yeah, with his name on it, Brian Duncan.
Yeah,
Brian Duncan.
That's how they found him.
Charged with first degree property damage and second degree burglary. Man, you got to rethink these choices. You know, these impulses.
I want my chocolate milk, and I want it now.
Fucking wanted it now. Diddy Mow. That's
oh,
so
man.
Fucked up.
Uh-huh. And he takes three.
Beauty. All right. Here's a mystery. Canada, an Ontario woman received a package of 1,020 condoms she never ordered.
Huh.
I remember we did those, things where they send you shit just so, you know, to do fake reviews and shit on Amazon.
Yeah.
They said this might be it, but one of those, but it's also her shit got, her credit card numbers got stolen because she was charged $495 for 30 boxes of condoms.
Jesus. Think of somebody trying to call her a slut.
I was going to say, that's a lot of fucking, man.
That sounds like an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. My son said, nothing sadder than a box of expired condoms. I had a box of expired condoms. Nothing sadder than that. Anyhow, good luck to her.
Yeah.
Jeez. Changes her credit card number. And there's also a mystery here in Houston, Texas. Uh-huh. Drivers were passing by a road sign and it said, due to weather, and then the next message was, go fuck yourself. And they're not sure. They can't figure out who did it because it has to be somebody that knows how to work the thing and has access to it. As for now, the mystery and probably good advice as well.
There you go.
Environmental news. Portugal. A Portuguese town, his streets ran red with wine. This is a fucking crazy video, man.
Yeat.
Two giant vats of wine burst. I guess they're on the top of the hill, the winery. Because it was a river of frickin' 600,000 gallons of wine.
Jesus.
Man. I'd have been like, get the empty bottles of jars! Get out in the street now! Diddy Mau!
Let's go. Get a big wheel of cheese. Yeah.
Man, I get the canoe out. Let's go tubing.
That's a good sight.
Ford says his condoms have an expiration date. He must have an army of illegitimate kids out there somewhere. They do. They have an expiration date, man. I had this box of expired condoms. My kid's like, boy, that's sad, Dad. Very sad. All right. Let's see. We did that. We did that. We'll skip that one. All right, real quick, the animal world, man.
Okay.
Let's see what it is.
Emus. All right. Emus on the loose.
Well, first we got a bear. A bear invades a Florida garage, eats vegan ice cream. I think he's now a gay bear, but that's cool. What's wrong with it? In Massachusetts, a loose emu captured after more than 2 weeks on the run. Lakeville Ooh. Animal Control Officer David Freites. Emu's on the loose. That's what the fucking emus, man.
They know how to blend in.
In South Carolina, they also captured another emu that was on the loose.
Oh, Christ.
So, I mean, what the fuck, man? They mentioned in this article about the Massachusetts emu. Yeah. Again, why doesn't somebody ask? What's with the emus, you know? What the fuck going on here, man? I don't know. Alrighty.
That commercial, man. They hate that fucking commercial.
Here it is. World records. An Indian teenager's hair grows to 4 feet, 9.5 inches long. Siddhdeep Singh Shahal, 15, of Uttar Pradesh, was awarded the longest hair on a male teenager by the Guinness Book of World Records. He's never had a haircut in his life. Pussy. He's scared of barber.
Circus
performer.
Right?
He's Indian. Oh yeah, Indian.
Yeah,
Indian.
He's got
Indian.
That long, black straight hair.
Big black. Yeah, black straight. They have some beautiful hair, man. Indian people. It's like black and silky. Beautiful hair. A circus performer breaks world record with 8 flaming hula hoops at once.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty impressive. Grace Good, 30.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. She's a good-looking gal.
It'd be more impressive if she was a midget.
True.
I like to see that.
There's probably a separate record for midgets, though.
Yeah.
Oh, she's hot, man.
Oh, hula hoop babes are usually hot. Yeah.
Team. Yeah. Boing. All right. Massachusetts steer called the world's tallest at 6 feet 1 inch.
All right. 6 feet 1 inch.
Tallest living steer. I saw a picture of a fucking black Angus bull that was bigger than that motherfucker, I think. I don't know about this, man.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, because this one's like named Tommy after Tom Brady, so I think they're inflating the numbers or something. Yeah. All right, moving right along.
I think you're on the
A gardener in England grows a nearly 20-pound onion. 20 pounds of onion. Funyun.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be great to make onion. That in one of those onion blossom, onion blooms. You ever have one of those?
Yeah. I don't think so. How's that?
the hell was that place? Some kind of barbecue joint. They had this Bloomin' Onion.
I think I heard of it.
Deep fried onion that they cut it, they chop it a certain way, and it just like looks like a flower.
Okay.
If you're in onion rings, love it. Anyhow.
I like raw onions.
It's a big fucking onion. I love raw onions too, dude.
Uh-huh.
I think that's why we're brothers from separate mothers. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's better for you.
Oh. I always like a slice of onion on my sandwich.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I like slices of tomato, too.
Oh, yeah.
20-pound blooming onion. Yeah. Outback Steakhouse. Oh, ding, ding, ding. Thank you. That's where they serve those fucks. Outback Steakhouse. There used to be another Damon's Ribs was the where I had one. I never had one at Outback. I know they serve it. All right. A New Zealand man... We have some pals in New Zealand.
Yeah.
This guy becomes the oldest motorcycle racer at age 97.
Oh, 97.
3 weeks before his 98th birthday. The world's oldest competitive motorcycle racer. Man. You a fucking dude, man. That's a dude right there.
Yeah. It's amazing.
That's a fucking dude, man. He's doing it, man.
Hey, speaking of our New Zealand friends, did you notice Voodoo Child has 2 kids now?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It makes you feel so old, doesn't it now?
Doesn't it? I think I met her when she was 19.
She was a kid.
Yeah.
She was just a kid. I still got the... She sent me a possum tail.
Yeah.
Still got it hanged from the...
Send me
studio.
That Willie warmer.
That's very cool, man.
Yeah.
But just don't mention the war, okay? Alrighty. Well, I think that wraps it up. Is that all the news? Did we have one more story?
Yeah, I think I said it.
The emus. We touched on the emus.
Always the emus.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch out for the emus this week, kids.
They're on the loose.
And tip well, man. You know what? People appreciate a good tip. They really do, man. A couple of bucks.
Yeah.
Especially your cigar guy. Tip that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't stop me. Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Sheriff said, I was arrested for giving moonshine to my kids. Sheriff said, I was arrested for all the oxy that I did. The sheriff said, I was arrested for blowing that meth lab into bits. But that's bullshit. I just arrested for being country. Sheriff said, I was arrested for being naked at Chick-fil-A. Sheriff said, I was arrested for spreading around my DNA. The sheriff said, I was arrested for dealing drugs on Christmas Day. But I think, hey, just arrested for being country. Well, I was arrested for being country with a redneck attitude. Call me reckless, call me rebel, call me crazy, but it's true. Daddy told me to stand my ground, but the law don't like that none. I was arrested for being country. And all them murders I done. Sheriff said I was arrested for shooting road signs out of spite. Sheriff said I was arrested because some goat got sodomized. Sheriff said I was arrested for robbing that gun store with a knife. But that ain't right. Just arrested for being country. Well, I was arrested for being country with a redneck attitude. Call me reckless, call me rebel, call me crazy, but it's true. Daddy told me to stand my ground, but the law don't like that none. I was arrested for being country, and all them murders I done. Because they caught me driving drunk. The sheriff said, I was arrested because they found my 06 gun. The sheriff said, I was arrested for 4 dead hookers in my trunk. But that's all bunk. Just arrested for being country. I was arrested for being country with a redneck attitude. They call me reckless, call me rebel, call me crazy, but it's true. Daddy told me to stand my ground, but the law don't like that none. I was arrested for being country. And all them murders I done. I've arrested for being country, and I've arrested for being a cunt. I've arrested for being country, I've arrested for being a cunt. I've arrested for being country, I've arrested for being a cunt. I've arrested for being country, I've arrested for being a cunt.
From Columbus, Ohio. The Hell Rangers!
Good stuff. There we go.
That's a home run, man. That's
there
what
you
that
go.
Is.
Love the Hell Roys. All those
I'm pals
in
with
this
the
trunk.
Drummer. I'm pals
yeah.
with the drummer.
There you go.
How cool is that?
Uh huh. I love it.
I gotta see them. I haven't seen them. They're like great.
I love all their stuff.
They're the best. They're the best band going. I've
there
never seen
go.
Them before. I found out about them on Facebook because the drummer and I were friends. God, back in the '90s, early '90s, '80s. I know him from. Good dude, man. Really good dude. Had a. I thought, well, briefly, I did some work for his department at Bell Laboratories, and he knew I was a caricature artist, and he had me draw his band, and then he took the picture over to this newspaper to get it worked in as an ad, and then the guy's like, wow, that guy looks like you. He goes, yeah, that guy's a pretty good character artist. So he hired me. That was Irv Oslin.
Oh,
that was who?
No shit.
And very cool, man. I mean, yeah. It was like a serendipity doodah, one of them. So he's got, that dude's got good juju, I'm telling you.
That was his old band, right, that you did the characters for?
Oh, yeah. Band he was in a million years ago, yeah.
Okay.
And this Hellroy's is fucking great, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's so cool that they're that... I mean, they really are great. That's not... I hate that when... I hate false praise, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no false praise in there. They are fucking
great. So
far, great.
I love everything they've done. The dick pics, I think, was the best.
They got some good ones, man.
Uh-huh.
I try to turn Toohan and Mikey on to them. I know he'd love them. But he's got a bum leg, right?
Yeah.
It crashed on him at the last gig at the beginning of the month in Louisville.
Yeah.
So in the interim, he got himself a hover round. See this motherfucker driving around on his thing? It's fucking hilarious. I told his wife, I said, when his leg's better, he ain't getting rid of that fucker, man. He's gonna be riding that sumbitch everywhere, man.
That's his toy for life.
Here I am walking around like a sucker on my legs. I'm in a hover around.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, this big grin on his face, tooling around on that fucking thing. That was the key thing on the escape every night. Try to find somebody nice to help us get it up. There was like 4 steps we had to go up to get out of there.
Yeah.
And the first night, these 2 gals, you need help, boom, they grabbed the damn thing and before I say anything,
oh,
they're gone.
Nice.
They're up steps. Fucking cool. And then the second night, this guy is sitting there, goes, "You need help?" I said, "Yeah, man." He grabs one end, and me and him took it up. That was cool.
See that?
Good dudes.
There's good
nice
people out there.
Yeah. There's nice people in the world, man.
Humanity.
It restores
all right.
Faith. You get a lot of sympathy when you're in a wheelchair, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It don't hurt.
Nope.
We're all kind of wheelchair. Let's be nice and help him out.
Unless
you know?
You're in New York City.
Yeah, maybe. Cincinnati, nice. People, nice. Everybody was nice. I didn't run into one. I did. Oh, man. I hate. This is the part of the job that just. Ugh. Did this little girl. Okay? Did she have a body? I don't think she had a body. I think it was just a headshot. And I was pretty good. You know, it wasn't like I'm going to win an award. I give her the ta-da, right? Ta-da!
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm getting nothing. I'm getting no reaction, man. Mommy goes, "Do you love it?" And she goes, "No!"
She
almost busts out crying, man!
Oh, no.
Luckily, the mom was cool, because I'm like, yeah, well, you know, hanging on the fridge. Live with it a couple days. See how it works out. The mom said pretty much the same thing. Oh, fuck. She didn't break into a full cry, but I was like, holy shit. I made a little girl cry. Congratulations, you bastard.
Well, girls are very sensitive to how they look.
Oh, God.
Loser. $500? Apu, wake up! I want to buy a yodel and this lottery ticket. I have this much.
Sorry, you do not have enough for both.
Oh. Yodel.
Wait, where is it?
Yodel!
Yodel time!
Man, it sure is good to hear you singing and yodeling and picking again,
Jack Elliott.
I've been driving, hauling loads of grain all day long. Got about 100 miles to go. Well, I just dropped in to have a cup of coffee, friend. Yeah, just dropped in to have a cup of coffee, friend. Don't you offer me none of that whiskey. Don't need no wine. Gotta get that semi down, man. So good to see you again, Jack. Been a long time. How's Flo? You still married old Flo, ain't you? just coffee. Thank you very much. Whoa! Well, we'll cool it down a little bit. But what is it, man? Make it yourself? I like to hear you yodel. Just dropped in to have a cup of coffee, friend. Sounds good on that, man. Well, that's the best part right there. I hope we ain't waking up Flo. Hey, Flo!
Oh, well.
Old Flo, she's a good one, boy. No, I didn't mean nothing. I just, you know, I knew Flo a long time ago. We went to school together, you know. Well, I just dropped in to have a cup of coffee, friend. Yeah. Dropped in to have a cup of coffee, friend. In the glass. You gonna pour it in the glass? Whoa. That's enough. Man, put ice and it's gonna run over. Whoa! Oh man, you got it all over the tablecloth. making that stuff yourself. That what makes yodels good. Just dropped in to have a cup of coffee, friend. Dropped in to have a cup of coffee, friend. Don't give me none of your liquor. I don't know why. Gotta get that semi down. I got a haul, a load of grain, about 300 more miles. I gotta get up and get out of here if I can just find my cat, my hat.
Get out of here, cat. Darn cat.
Oh, that's all right. I can make it. I can make it all right by myself. I can make it. Leave me alone. Whoa, step right in her flower bed. Oh, she's gonna raise Cain tomorrow. Where's my truck at? I thought I had it across the street around on this side of the street. Well, all right, you got an extra room. She won't mind. Okay, sure, now put the blanket down around my feet and get me up by 6 o'clock, because I don't want clothes catching me sleeping in here, because boy, she can flat race, you know. Well, I just let my arms hang loose, warm as I can be. I want to just get me up about 8 o'clock and I'll have a cup of coffee, you know, float too. Yeah, just drop in and have a cup of coffee, friend. Hey, yodel for me one more time before it goes late.
Yodel.
It's sure like a yodel thing.
Like a pasta fazool at some more.
Cake didn't like the yodel tonight.
That was all weird. That's one of the strange ones.
She liked the tune, but not enough yodeling. I agree. Blame Ford. I'm pointing a finger. Thank you for that one, Ford. Johnny Cash sounding like he might have been really lit. Could have been acting. Could have been booze. Could have been booze.
My bet is on booze.
That was back in his party days, man.
I must be one strange album.
God damn, I missed some Molies. Oh, yeah. And the cover was Jack Davis.
Yeah, Jack Davis is drawing that illustration.
Man, he's
loves Jack Davis.
I used to Mort Drucker used to be my idol, but man,
I've always liked Jack. The way
Jack
he does
Davis,
hands
man.
And feet, I think it's just excellent.
Dude, you should see check out some of those. Old EC comics that he did.
Yeah.
The war comics and shit. Wow. Just amazing shit. And the horror. Oh, God. He was the best. Yeah. He was the best. ah, well. Ford, you know. Plan the what is it? The good plans of mice and men, or whatever the fuck that is. Yeah, that's what happens with that. File it under. I don't know. File it under.
It was so interesting. I liked it.
Yeah, serendipity doodah. Put it there. just a bunch of shit that happens anyway. Well, we got a good one to play out to. We're a little early with the tequila here. But Cake already went to bed. Good night, Dr. Cake.
Got her jammies on already, so why not?
Fucking 7,000 steps.
Hell yeah.
I don't blame her.
Uh-huh.
I'd been Don hours ago.
Uh-huh.
Sheesh. But it wouldn't be a show.
In a coma.
She comes to every fucking show, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Forever and ever. I mean, like, I know all you guys come to every show, but she comes to every show forever. Has been to every fucking one. Olsen Canadian.
Whatever.
Except for, like, two or three, I think. Right? Two or three shows Dr. Cake couldn't make. We're talking like how many decades we've been on the air?
Uh-huh.
It's the early 50s, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Back when we were Dumont.
That's right, back when Blog Talk was the Dumont Network.
That's right. We followed Jack Benny.
That's right, Mr. Benny. Sure no did. Molson Canadian.
Water.
Yeah, talking like Rochester isn't politically correct, man.
Screw that.
Oh, yeah. So I got this thing for the car, right? I wanted a ball, an antenna ball, so I could see my car at the fucking grocery store, right, in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I might have got a racist ball. What do you think? It's black and it has two eyeballs on it.
Uh-oh.
That racist? I thought it was like Marvin the Martian or something without his helmet.
That looks good. Until you get some Karen. You might get some Karen in some parking lot.
I know. It's just like Karen bait.
Yeah.
Right? Right. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Oh, wait, I got to fire up the transporter. Here it is.
So long, suckers.
Something beating like a juju drum. What did you do to hoodoo me? What have I done? You got me cuckoo, baby, cuckoo in my head. You got me cuckoo, baby, I wish I was dead.
Cuckoo in the head. You got me cuckoo, baby.
I wish I were dead. You got me cuckoo, baby. You got me cuckoo, baby. You got me cuckoo, baby.
Nice.
Missed it by that much.
That's a pretty tight show, man.
Yeah, it was. I like it. It was. Everything fell into place.
It's like it was already made, and we just did it. Like, you know.
That's right.
It's already there. It already existed. we just had to play it out, man.
And you know what I found out today? You're talking about not realizing how old we are.
Yeah.
You know Robert Ryan died at 63?
Robert Ryan?
Yeah, the actor.
Wow. Yeah.
Don't he? Yeah. I mean, you look at the movie and it looks like he's an old guy, like he's your father or something like that. He died at our age. There you go.
He was the guy they had in mind for Commodore Decker.
Yeah, I was reading that too. Yeah, I was going to IMDb.
Yeah. I remember on the show I said that to William Wyndham and he goes, "Yes, he was good." Like that.
It would have been a completely different character though.
Oh fuck yeah.
Wyndham brought the whole
His take on that character was, it was iconic, man. It was iconic. He knew that, but that was the one thing he didn't like to brag about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He fucking bragged about everything else in the world.
Yeah.
Commodore Decker, that was a joke. You know?
He was telling us his war stories. I think that's what he wanted to talk about.
Yeah. He was a grand old gent.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
I was also reading where Jeff Bridges said that Robert Ryan is his mentor, his favorite actor and everything. I'm thinking, Jesus,
yeah.
I wonder how his father feels about that. You know?
He's dead anyways.
Yeah.
What's he care? Oh, man. Well, you want to do it again?
Sounds good to me. I'm watching
I'm
the
psyched,
gold
man.
Right now.
I can't wait.
There you go.
Espresso.